We'll coax you into the rain report for November 6, 2010 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the bowels of Byron's hard drive, I'm Amy Ivona with this rain report. Most likely the name Mark Abramson, KC9VW, won't ring a bell with many of you, unless you happen to reside in the greater Chicago area. Mark was born and raised in Chicago. Had his own coaxial business for almost 20 years there, then decided to pursue his life's dream of acting. And now is back at it with his ABR Industries cabling company in Houston, Texas. It all started with ham radio when Mark was in grade school.
I originally got involved in amateur radio back in the late 50s, early 60s. I had a friend that he found out about amateur radio, and we learned about it, took a test, got our novice license, made a, what is it, Allied Radio Shortwave kit, bought some equipment, and we got on the air and had a great time and continued to do that pretty much through grade school. And then when I got into high school, baseball and girls and everything else, fraternity kind of got me busy with other things. So I kind of put it on the back burner for a while. I put it on hold, probably married. Then I picked it back up again. And then I really got involved in it, wound up spending quite a bit of time doing DXing, was a member of the Lamar's Radio Club over there in Libertyville. I was their Hamfest chairman for several years. And I was very active with the radio at that time and had a great time with it. It's a great hobby. I love it.
Where did you actually grow up?
I grew up in Chicago.
You were born and raised in the Chicago area. Just recently relocated to Houston?
Yes. Originally, I owned Cable Experts, another wire and cable company, for 18 years, which I sold back in 2006. In 2006, I had been approached multiple times from a company to sell my business. I kept declining. They had me one day, and he came in and basically asked if I wanted to sell it. And I said, let's get an evaluation. We did. It came back. Not anywhere near enough to retire on, but I wanted to pursue other things. And I said, well, okay, we'll sign the papers. And he said he had a buyer. And I said, sure. And I had a buyer a week later. So I sold the company and I stayed around Chicago. I've spent most of the last several years pursuing my lifelong dream, which is acting.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
I started off going to school at Second City. My original plan was to do stand-up comedy. And then I got involved with improv, and I really liked it. And I went through all the schooling at Second City.
For the uninitiated, Second City is an improv comedy school.
It's an incubator for most of your well-known comics today. Dan Aykroyd, Steve Colbert, John Belushi came out of there. Jim Belushi came out of there. Alan Arkin came out of there. Gilda Radner came out of there. Shelley Long came out of there. I mean, the litany goes on and on and on. It is a perfect incubator for a lot of the sketch comedy that you see today. And just recently, a couple of the people who do main stage at Second City were picked up as writers for Saturday Night Live. So it's a great place, but I didn't get to that point. But I was going through the schooling and did some stage work. I did three different shows there. It was all sketch comedy. They have a thing called Donnie Skybox. And on Friday and Saturday night, they run different shows. They last an hour, and sometimes they run for a month or 6 weeks or 2 months, and then there's something else in there. And if they're really popular, they keep them on longer. And so I did that. When I was doing that, then I started going to school at Act One. Act One is a school for actors. They have classes for commercial work, voiceover work, theater work, and film work. So it's an all-encompassing school. I had one teacher. She does the Grant Thornton commercials. And I had another teacher that I was doing a film class with, and he's an active actor from Chicago, but he had been living in L.A. and was back in Chicago for a while. So he was doing some classes there. Great way of learning about a lot of things from O'Neill and Beckett, some of the other playwrights. You know, we did some Shakespeare and Greek tragedies and things like that. So it really kind of expanded my horizons about learning a lot about life, which really was good because then I started doing voiceover commercials and some serious work with one playwright that actually just had one of his plays win a Jeff Award. So it's pretty good. It's a lot of fun. And then I wound up doing some community theater plays. And it's something that I've always wanted to do. And on occasion, I keep myself active. Houston is not as theater oriented as Chicago. A lot of the filming is in Austin. So I've traveled over there and auditioned for a couple of commercials and things like that. So it's fun. I like it. And it's a great hobby. Just, well, I guess in a way it's a hobby because you don't make any money unless you hit the big time. And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So I'll soldier on in the cabling business. When I moved down here to Houston, my non-compete was up from the other company and I've restarted another cable company.
Called ABR
Industries.
What is different about this company from your last one that you sold 4 years ago?
The primary differences are is that we're geared towards high-quality cables that we have custom-made, private label for us in the United States of America. All of our cables are, you know, with the non-contaminating jackets. We use specialized heat shrink tubing to protect the connectors from moisture insertion and water. We are specializing in that, and we're focused primarily through distribution and focused on that. And the other part of what we're doing in this business, different than what we did before, is a lot of what we're working on now is military work for federal as well as local municipalities. Right now, in fact, I have a couple of quotes on my desk now, one for the Texas Department of Corrections and something else. I believe this one is for U.S. Army Aviation Division. So those are the kinds of things that we're focusing on. And all of our cables are fully tested and ready for use in the marketplace. And we're primarily focusing on our core competency, which is 50-ohm coaxial cable. In addition to that, what we're doing different than we did before, we're doing kitting, pre-cut lengths that are prepped for field installation, split releases, JIT systems, where people can maintain their inventory and then we can maintain their inventory and ship it on a just-in-time basis. We're also doing some contract work as well, where we're taking in the customer's cables and connectors or different parts that they want terminated so that we can do that work for them instead of having us purchase all the raw materials. And this way, they in turn can have exactly what they want from within their system. And so we can do the work so they don't have to do it in-house because it gets pricey for a lot of these companies to maintain a staff to do this work.
I'm speaking today with Mark Abramson, KC9VW, the man behind ABR Industries in Houston, Texas. We'll be right back. This is a Rain Report. Are you finding it difficult to maintain stateside suppliers to meet all your needs? Have you looked at offshore suppliers?
I have looked at offshore suppliers for 30 years being in the cabling industry. One of the things that I'm trying to do and maintain with this company is that I grew up in the manufacturing industry, southeast side of Chicago, where the steel mills were and the automotive, Ford, Chevy, Cadillac, so on and so forth. And that's my mindset. And I'd like to try to keep all of our products as USA made as possible. And so far, we have a long-term relationship with several of the contract manufacturers that build cables here in America. By being able to buy the raw materials right, buy in large enough volume, we can keep a cost that is commensurable with anything that comes in from overseas. And traditionally, like I have, my best friend has a machine tool business, and he does business with quite a lot of large companies. But it seems to be at that 10,000 piece level. Anything above that seems to go overseas simply because of the labor rate. Anything below that stays in the States. It's better to quality control, better inventory control. And at the end of the day, you wind up actually being priced better than when you're competing overseas. Overseas, you have to buy high volume. If they put letter of credits out, money's put out in advance, there's long lead times. And so unless you're a Fortune 500 company or Fortune 1000, you don't really have the funds to be able to fund that kind of overseas type of stuff. And plus, I just do not think the quality is as good. That's been my experience. So we like to keep it here in the United States.
When you talk about the quality, are you referring to the labor or to the actual cable materials themselves?
The labor, I can't speak for. What I have seen from overseas material is that there is an inferior grade constructed cable. You know, you have hundreds of people putting these things together. How many people are actually watching them or what is the QC? I just think that some of the product is poorly made.
You mentioned you're working in the 50 ohm arena. Then I would imagine the shielded cables of 9913 and Belden 8214 is similar to that type cabling?
There are GAU types, and there's a lot of variations of that. And that's just used as a generic description simply to let people know that similar construction and more or less the size, the OD, the overall diameter.
Why 50 and not 75 ohms?
I'm not an engineer, but it's always been 50 ohms for RF work and 75 ohms for video work.
Ah, interesting, because I know back when I first got into ham radio back in the mid-60s, there was RG8 and there was RG11, I believe, which was 75 ohms. Interesting that 75 ohms disappeared out of the ham market and went into video, and the 50 ohm became the de facto standard of amateur radio coaxial cabling. If someone would like to know more about your company, where would they go?
They can simply call us at 713-492-2722. 713-492-2722. Or visit us on the web at abrind.com.
abrind.com.
.com. Correct.
Okay. And that's the story behind Houston Texan Mark Abramson, KC9VW, who has owned two businesses, dabbles in acting, and even raised horses for 10 years at one point. You'll find the URL for his ABR Industries on the site's mention page on the Rain Report website. The Rain Report is copyright 1990, 2010, Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for everybody connected with Rain, I'm Amy Ivona, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com